588-9739, 588-9739. It's 202-588-9739 is the number to call to get either the 5 CD set of the African American Audio Experience or a copy of How We Sleep on the Nights We Don't Make Love. Ethelbert, thank you so much. I have to get out of here now and make room for Mr. Jarrett Ball and the fantastic Super Funky Soul Power.
Well, I got a wig for that.
Super Funky Soul Power Hour is coming up right next. And
sounds
folks, stay
good.
In tune and forget. Don't forget that the number is 202-588-9739 to support WPFW at a time when we really need you to continue to support. Thank you, Ethelbert. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. God bless.
You too. So, folks, that's it for Dr. Bruin. And for Dr. Bruin, I want to thank you for I'm running a little bit over time. Thank you very much for being here for us, and we ask you to continue to support our station.
Area bassist, teacher, and supporter of WPFW. And you're tuned in to member-supported WPFW Washington.
A duck egg, even though they both belong to the same family of fowl, so-called fowl, a chicken just doesn't have it within its system to produce a duck egg. It can't do it. It can only produce according to what that particular system was constructed to produce. The system of this country cannot produce freedom for an Afro-American. For this system, this economic system, this political system, this social system, this system, period, it is impossible for it, as it stands, to produce freedom right now for the black man in this country. It's impossible. And if ever a chicken did produce a duck egg, I'm quite sure you'd say that it was certainly a revolutionary...
Good morning and welcome to the Super Funky Soul Power Hour right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739 to pledge your support for this program. which also will have to come with it a commitment to be directly involved and vigilant about the management of this station and this network. But we want you to be involved. We need it. We need the station. And we really need your, again, vigilant involvement. So make that call right now. We have a big show coming up. Of course, we want to wish a happy birthday to Malcolm X. We're going to have homeboy Sandman coming on in a minute to talk about the prison industry's relationship to mass media and hip-hop. We're going to talk later on in the program with Anthony Browder, and in just a minute, we're going to hear from Dr. Todd Burrows talking about a long-distance revolutionary, which can be yours, a DVD about Mumia Abu-Jamal, for a pledge of $100. So don't go anywhere. This is the Super Funky Soul Power Hour on Mighty Mighty WPFW. Happy birthday, Malcolm X. Back in a minute. Peace.
Whether you're educated or illiterate, whether you live on the boulevard or in the alley, you're going to catch hell just like I am. We're all in the same boat. And we all are going to catch the same hell from the same man. He just happens to be a white man. All of us have suffered here in this country political oppression at the hands of the white man, economic exploitation at the hands of the white man, and social degradation at the hands of the white man. Now, in thinking like this doesn't mean that we're anti-white. What it does mean, we're anti-exploitation. We're anti-degradation. We're anti-oppression. And if the white man doesn't want us to be anti him, let him stop oppressing and exploiting and degrading. I'm not a politician, not even a student of politics. In fact, I'm not a student of much of anything. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't even consider myself an American. You and I were Americans, there'd be no problem. As long as you and I have been over here, we aren't Americans yet. Well, I am one who doesn't believe in deluding myself. I'm not going to sit at your table and watch you eat with nothing on my plate and call myself a diner. Sitting at the table doesn't make you a diner.
Right.
You must be eating some of what's on there. Being here in America doesn't make you an American.
Yeah.
Being born here in America doesn't make you an American.
Yeah.
Why, if birth made you American, you wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. You wouldn't be faced with civil rights filibustering in Washington, D.C. right now. They don't have to pass civil rights legislation to make a whole lot in America. No, I'm not an American. I'm one of the 22 million black people who are the victims of Americanism. One of the 22 million black people who are the victims of democracy. Nothing but disguised hypocrisy. So I'm not standing here speaking to you as an American or a patriot or a flag saluter or a flag waver. No, not I. I'm speaking as a victim of this American system. And I see America through the eyes of a victim. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare.
The Super Funky. This is the Super Funky Soul Power Hour right here on the Mighty Mighty WPFW 89.3 FM. For more information on this program and more, check us out online at imixwhatilike.org. And, of course, we want you to get on the phones right now, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. A little bit of Malcolm X to set us up for what should be a happy Malcolm X birthday weekend. Sunday, of course, May 19th, is the man's birthday, and we want to commemorate Baba Zulu. Is the track. And in just a moment, as I promised, we're going to get to somebody who I'm late to getting to, but is quickly climbing the charts, at least in my personal top MC list. And we're going to talk with him not only about his music, at least for a little bit, but more importantly, and I think more at least to the moment, we're going to speak to him about a recent piece he published on the relationship, a detailed relationship between those who own major media and control popular hip hop. And those who own our prison systems, and that his name is Homeboy Sandman, hailing from Queens and up there in New York. We're going to talk to him in just a moment, and we thank him in advance for calling in and patiently waiting just a few more minutes, because first we're going to start by letting you know that for a pledge of $100, you will get a Long Distance Revolutionary, which is a new DVD or a new documentary film. You can get the DVD copy of about Mumia Abu-Jamal. And one of the many interviewees for that film is a biographer of Mumia Abu-Jamal and a co-editor with me of A Lie of Reinvention, Correcting Manning Marable's Malcolm X, Dr. Todd Stephen Burroughs, who's going to talk with us for just a minute. He's been here. Everybody's well familiar with him who listens to this program, and tell us just a little bit more about that film. And good morning, Dr. Burroughs. Thank you again for joining us for just a few minutes. Welcome to the program once again. And if you would, tell us a little bit about what people will see when they see A Long Distance Revolutionary, the new film about Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Well, I love the title. Long distance, of course, means the fact that he has to make these long distance phone calls from his prisons in order to communicate. And the film is about his life and the fact that he is also a long distance revolutionary in another sense, in that he has been a constant radical voice since his teenage years in the Black Panther Party in the late 60s.
And what differs this documentary from other either films or discussions of Mumia Abu-Jamal? What will people get from this that they may not have gotten elsewhere? What makes this film special?
This film is special because this is actually about Mumia Abu-Jamal's life. Whereas many films about Mumia Abu-Jamal are about the case, are about other people's interpretation of the case, and there are many films, at least four or five now, about Mumia Abu-Jamal that deal with his case. This deals with his life. It interviews his sister. It interviews his former Black Panther Party captain. It interviews people who knew him as a journalist walking the streets of Philadelphia, and it interviews people who have been inspired by him. People like Cornel West and Ruby Dee and Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez.
All right. And another time when we have the next annual Hate Awards show on this program, we'll have you all in and we'll deal with this film in a little bit more detail. But right now I want to let folks know that they can get the film for $100 pledge at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. I want to put you on the spot a little bit because we have a very special guest in our studio this morning who is getting her education here instead of the Montessori school system here in out here in Montgomery County. Sunday is whose birthday, baby girl?
Malcolm X.
And you are?
My CD, Anita Ball.
And Dr. Burroughs is your
uncle.
All right, so you're saying hello to Uncle Todd and happy birthday to Malcolm X?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, baby girl.
Thank you, Marcy.
So just real quick, since Malcolm's birthday is Sunday, and of course we have co-edited this A Lie of Reinvention, Correcting Manny Marable's Malcolm X, could you just say one or two words about maybe what we've done and what is important about commemorating Malcolm's birthday, even in 2013?
African Americans are in danger of losing their memory. And it's strange because we live in this technological era in which so many things are recorded, but many things are not contained. They're not remembered. Malcolm X needs to be remembered as an African internationalist, as a revolutionary, and as an activist. And I think our book attempts to preserve that memory of Malcolm X as opposed to Manny Marable's memory of Malcolm X.
Well, Dr. Burroughs, thank you very much. And people can read your coda from the book that you just republished on your website. And tell us where that is real quick.
Sure, that's drumsintheglobalvillage.com.
Drumsintheglobalvillage.com. Dr. Burroughs, thank you very much for joining us on the fly this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and thank you to Marcy.
All right, no problem. All right, everybody, stay tuned. This is the Super Funky Soul Power Hour. As I promised, in just a moment, we're going to take a quick break, let you get on the phones and call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. To offer your critical support to WPFW. Issues we'll talk about more in depth in future programs. But in just a minute, we're going to come back. We're going to let you hear from him a little bit, and then we're going to come back and talk to Homeboy Sandman about this relationship between popular hip-hop, mass media, and the prison system. Don't go anywhere. This is WPFW's The Super Funky Soul Power Hour. Back in a minute. Peace.
Created equal, we're all created mad different. Some are bad people. The bald eagle's mad evil. Place you in the class C, feed your placebo. Check the cops with course, spoon and quarter sooner than the pack. Think they're tapping your computer is a tap. Human traffickers wanna track you, your computer is a map. Forget whoever fingerprints, they got a match, they got a Mac. Every app that's on your jacks for getting jacked. Every act on every bill and every law and every bill and every act. This game is run so they can run up where you at. They got padded down, down packed. I gotta give them that. Now it's money that I never had. I'm supposed to give it back to keep statistics on the gift of young and black. They put out statistics, people read them, act like they been given fact. That they been given lean when they been given fat. Chemtrails, DMO arrest and razor rent in jails. GMO the monkey wrench in your entrails. All you see is shop and save sales. Wizard though you sent to try and save whales. Well, that was took and added to the money from the breast cancer walk. Who knows what's the answer to what it bought? The grief of what you haven't wrought was all for naught. It's too high a cost trying to save the orphans, keep them off the lawn. The war on drugs been going on for awful long. These folks married to the game instead of dating off and on. But there's no poppy fields in Harlem, look around. For some reason all the brown Ninos turn to Nino Browns. We used to beat on Bush, but now he's not around, so people have found a different Bush to beat around. Favorite noise of boys in blue kapow. You're bound to catch a round, you're almost lucky when they only beat you down. Tight girls straighten out their tight curls. Everybody wants to be a skinny white girl, cause all you see is skinny white girls. But black girls are allowed if they're getting loud or if they're getting plowed. Keep them from being proud, it's easy to keep them down. Keep them drowning doubt, keep them down and out. Favor flavor, chuck the chuck D. You can say that black is ugly long as you say it roundabout. Clown around, rap to tell them they bugging out. If they don't get around, it'll bug them out too much to wrap their head around. Release the hounds, how? Create an enemy to hate. By then it won't be tough, by then they'll hate themselves so much they couldn't wait. They'll drown in booze that wish they couldn't take, and that'll make them slaves. And then we cut the pain and lengthen days. Provide the drugs to medicate and cut the Medicaid. And institute the military state and provide Israel with military aid just to rub it in their face. They'll be afraid because they don't have any faith. They'll claim that they believe, but that is not how they behave. As money comes to power over power that's divine, they will all turn into cowards because they're all afraid to die. They'll never form alliance. They'll be content to live a lie as long as they're alive. The sirs and madams will surmise that it's on us which they rely. They'll never realize that we rely on them. Any moment they decide they can make it end. Instead just make some ends because life is hopeless, times are hard. Keep it focused on religion so they never look for God.
Super Funky Soul Power Hour right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm Jared Ball, happy to be here with you. imixwhatilike.org for more information. That was our next guest, Homeboy Sandman from Queens, New York. The track is called Illuminati. And in a new article, in an article published last month, at least that I saw on DavyD.com, it begins thusly from Homeboy Sandman. Golden Underground TV recently released an interview I did with them late last year. I got a bit animated at the end. Only so many interviews in a row could I handle being asked about Chief Keef. My tirade really wasn't about Chief Keef. It wasn't about Gucci Mane or Waka Flocka or any of those of the acts spontaneously catapulted into stardom by synchronized mass media coverage, despite seemingly universal indifference at the very best regarding their talent. whose interests, involvement in underage pregnancies, concert shootouts, and facial tattoos dominate conversation for weeks at a time, with their actual music a mere afterthought, if thought of at all. My tirade was about marketing. It was about media power seeking out the biggest pretend criminal kingpins they can find, many of whom shamelessly adopt the names of actual real-life criminal kingpins like 50 Cent and Rick Ross, and exalting them as the poster children for a culture. It was about an art form reduced to product placement, the selling of a lifestyle, and ultimately a huge ad for imprisonment. This is not my opinion, end quote. Homeboy Sandman, can we pick it up there? First of all, thanks again for coming on the program this morning. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your work. Thank you for being patient with those of us who are late getting to it. And if you don't mind, let's pick it up where I just left off your point. This is not your opinion. What is it that you mean when you're talking about this relationship between popular hip hop, mass media ownership, and the prison system?
Thank you very much for having me and for representing. And what I mean, you know, I call that joint the facts. Because, you know, whenever, you know, these days, whenever you try to come to people and convince them that there's some ploy that doesn't have their best interests in mind, you know, people oftentimes give you a very bizarre look, like, what do you mean? There's people on this planet that don't care about me, that would even use me, you know, for their own gain. You know, it's very odd that people look at you that way. So I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to present in that piece just a bunch of facts that people could follow up with, do more research. You know, I hyperlinked to as many things like I hyperlinked to in the piece. You know, I also had a bunch of research materials that I couldn't hyperlink to that I sent to Davey that he made available for download. You know, I wanted to make it obvious that these are facts, that the cooperation between mass media and the private the prison industrial complex are documented facts. You know what I mean? That the shift in where media has gone and where hip hop, how hip hop has been presented, And how this correlates with incarceration rates rising, particularly amongst people of color, and how this correlates with, I wanted to talk about lobbyists that are shown time and time again, you know, to work on behalf of prisons for profit, for financial profit. You know, I wanted to just talk about facts. When you come to people and I feel people reading that article are not. It's not an article like, hey, I think this is something that's going on. My article, I presented and I have facts. This is something that's going on. Click here. Read about this. Read about this. Read about something else. These are the facts. These are statistics. These are the numbers. These are the people. These are the names. These are the companies. This is real. This is a proven thing. You know, I have enough evidence in that article to bring it, you know, to bring it into a courtroom. I mean, of course, they own the courtroom, so they probably thought I'd never let it get there. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to start off because so many people are ashamed to admit that we're being manipulated. I mean, there's a big sense of shame that comes with realizing you've been taken advantage of. You know what I mean? I grew up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, there's a shame. There's a shame in realizing that we've been duped. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, our culture has been co-opted and used against us. Like, we feel stupid about that. You know, I felt stupid about that. You know, and, but, you know, that's no reason. I guess it's kind of like alcoholism, you know. The first step is admitting that you have a problem, you know, and it's embarrassing sometimes. But you got to admit that they got us. You know, they got the first round. They got the first couple. They got the first 11 rounds.
Right.
But here we are in the 12th round, you know, and I think it's time to recognize.
Well, if I could channel a friend of mine, I think we would have to, using your analogy, you know, late in the fight, we're going to have to go for the knockout because we're losing on the points. We're going to have to get together and get a knockout here. Your piece, again, you're right, is called Jailhouse Rock, and that's ROC, the facts about hip-hop and prison for profit. So let's talk this. We don't have enough time this morning, unfortunately, but let's talk a little bit about some of those facts. And it seems like we both got our children at work with us this morning. it's all good. You start with the first one. I mean, first of all, I wanted to say that I really appreciated the piece because, you know, I've tried to do it. A number of other people have tried to make this very argument, and I haven't seen, myself included, many people, maybe no one, quite get it as clearly and succinctly and in a compact way as you've done it here. So I really recommend that people look for this. either at davyd.com, or they can just hit me up and I'll send it to them. But you start with, you said last year, Corrections Corporation of America, the biggest name in the private prison industry, contacted 48 states offering to buy their prisons. One stipulation of eligibility for the deal was particularly bizarre. Quote, an assurance by the agency partner that the agency has sufficient inmate population to maintain a minimum 90% occupancy rate over the term of the contract, end quote. And you link to that. To that statement or that report,
so people can see. Document.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start from there. And so how do you proceed in your piece from there? Because while some may have heard of CCA or some may have no problem accepting that, as Rockefeller once said, competition is a sin. In other words, that they don't invest to take risks or to compete. They invest in you know, on sure bets to make money, hence the 90% guarantee occupancy rate that they call for. How do you make the connection between that and the rap music we are bombarded with in popular culture, popular media, and those who own both media and these corporations, or the prisons, rather?
Well, when you look at maintaining, upholding a 90%, occupancy rate, that means, in effect, that prisons is about supposed to be about rehabilitation. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's talks of rehabilitation versus recidivism. You know, this, but prisons are supposed to deter crime. You know, there's a bunch of arguments for prison, but if prisons worked, crime would go down. Like, that's kind of what the nature of prisons are about. Like, by people, you know, that's what their argument is. I know that that's not what prisons are for. I know that prisons are for legal enslavement. But I start off by talking about that, by being, here's these people coming out saying, The thing that we put forward, because CCA, GEO, they'll put forward that their private prison corporation is the best one because they are the best at turning criminals into productive members of society, that they are, you know, they're the people for the job. You know what I mean? They're the people from the job when it comes to prisons and when it comes to rehabilitation of criminals. You know what I mean? But they start off by being like, but it's this deal is conditioned on us making sure that we do a bad job. We must make sure that we fail at our mission. And, of course, failing at the mission is what is going to bring the revenue in, you know, time and time again. So I'd like to start off with that to just show you're dealing with liars right off the bat. You're dealing with people that say they're in the business of rehabilitation that want to fail. And our condition, this is a condition. A condition of doing business is failure. We must fail. And then, you know, so I'm talking about hip hop. I go on from there. What kind of means can one take to guarantee that there's going to be a 90% occupancy? We need to guarantee. We need to do everything we can to make sure that we have criminals to put into these prisons. What can we do? And I talk about some things that aren't hip hop related. I talk about, certain laws being passed, harsher sentencing laws like the three strikes law. You know what I mean? Like the Fair Sentencing Act, which is called the Fair Sentencing Act, which should be called the Unfair Sentencing Act. You know what I mean? And different things that are designed, you know, and I've been reading up, you know, the stuff that I didn't even have in the article, but I've been reading up on recently that has to do with immigration and all these laws that are just like, oh, we don't know what these immigrants are about, just put them in jail. Like, it's becoming like who can we grab up and put in jail? Can we put homeless people in jail? Put them in jail. Who can we put in jail? The more people we could put in jail and not have society... Hold on for a second, brother. You try getting quiet. The more people that we can put in the jail and have enough excuse that society isn't going to do anything or isn't going to revolt, the more money we can make, and that's what it's driven towards. And you have – it isn't – you know, I talk about, like, admitting things to ourselves and accepting, like, these true facts. Some people don't want to admit – that when Run DMC came out with My Adidas, it became cooler to wear Adidas. Some people don't want to admit that. Some people don't want to admit that nobody cared about Ciroc until Puffy came out and did Ciroc ads, and now there's Ciroc everywhere, and now everybody drinks Ciroc. People don't want to admit that many of us go out every weekend looking to do what we hear rappers talk about doing. You know, people don't want to admit that they're deciding how our community talks, how our community dresses, how our community interacts with each other, relationships, you know what I'm saying, men and women. You know, we don't want to admit this, but this stuff is true. And this stuff is obvious. And there are people that recognize this, and they're like, well, look, we can advertise it. We can advertise to these people that loving women is bad, and they buy it. They'll buy anything. We can make prison look cool to these people. And they've done it. You know what I mean? You hear rappers. I remember hearing Nori, only time he's in jail, when they're watching Nas, it's like, who are these cats? You know, they ain't even been to jail. Like, it's just an insult. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's one rhyme amongst a zillion, you know? And it's so simple. You have a product. You know, if you own a hot dog stand and you own a radio station, it makes perfect sense to put all records on about eating hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is. You know what I'm saying? And it's an obvious thing. If it was a hot dog thing, people would be like, oh, I see that correlation. But because this is like an evil, wait, you're enslaving people? People just don't want to believe it's true. I think that people are going to look back at this time in history, like the way they looked at, like, you know, the way people looked at right before World War II, you know, people looked at just, what were these people thinking allowing Hitler to come to power? Like, were they all crazy? Were they all bugging out? Were they all, like, what were these people thinking? That's where we're at right now with the mass enslavement. You know, like, nobody doing anything. We're going to be looked at as such clowns and such jokers because, you know, we're just not being honest with ourselves. But that's why I started it with that.
Yeah, let me just say, we're talking to Homeboy Sandman right here on the Super Funky Soul Power Hour on WPFW. We do need your pledge of support. A shout out to my man DJ RBI from the Decipher Block on Saturdays and to the whole Decipher crew tweeting about our program right now. And we appreciate that and his work and their work. And we want to continue to make some sort of, even if it's just indirect, you know, even indirect mediated connections. We want to continue to do that on this program. I mix what I like.org for more information on this show and more. We're about to have to shift out of here, but I wanted to get, well, first of all, let me remind everybody 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. If you want to support this program, critically support this program and this station. And again, we will be returning to the crisis of WPFW and its management and Pacific and all that on later programs. Don't worry about that. We didn't forget. But we're coming back to that, you know, later, but I wanted to catch up as quick as I could with brother Homeboy Sandman, because again, as you're going to hear in just a moment, he's brilliant musically, but also is laying it down intellectually as well. Just very quickly, you know, you do a great job of highlighting the six companies that dominate 90% of all the media that we get, the six conglomerates. And you connected to a PBS Frontline discussion that describes this six conglomerate web, of business relationships that now defines America's media and culture, end quote. But most specifically, you talk about the relationship between the Vanguard Group, BlackRock, Time Warner, and, Viacom, showing how the same, literally the same corporations that dominate ownership of the two major prison corporations in the country dominate two of the largest media entities that are highly responsible for the music that we get. And
yeah,
for folks, so go ahead.
I just want to cut you off. I could have, you know, when I first, I was writing for the Huffington Post, you know, for about 6 months. And this was a piece that I wrote that I initially wanted to be published on Huffington Post. That they refused to publish, you know what I mean? Which is why I had to shout out Davey D.
I didn't even know that. That's even better.
Look, the Huffington Post is owned by AOL.
Right.
And AOL is linked. You could look at AOL's. I have AOL's document. My homegirl works for a mergers and acquisitions firm and was able to get me the ownership information for these companies through her job. And I was thinking, when I first got it, I was like, man, I hope I find some links. That would be great. I had no idea that the type of thing I was going to put in that article, that it would be the same number one owners, the same companies that were at the top of both of the lists. Like, when I'm comparing them, like, you know, I was flabbergasted. Like, even I, already being fully, you know, I'm fully aware, for me, the proof is in the pudding. I look, crappy music about going to jail, everybody going to jail, you know, that's all the evidence I need. But I was blown away at how easy it was to make these connections. And I could have talked about every single one of those. But I said, I'm going to link to resources that implicate all of these companies. And I'm going to let people know what the research is that I'm doing. And that way, if they want to look, you know, AOL is mentioned in those links, though I don't mention it in my piece. But if people want to look at that and say, well, hey, who's AOL's ownership? It's the same ownership. I don't have it in front of me. But AOL is ripe with private prison investors, their ownership. You know what I mean? And to be honest, I said I'm going to do Time Warner. You know, you could pick a media. These guys are rolling on it. You know, I could have picked two out of a hat. But I said I'm going to pick two to make this point, and I'm going to connect them to these, and then I'm going to move on to other stuff. But I could have spent the whole time just talking about those correlations. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, homeboy Sandman, unfortunately, we're going to have to move on. We're a little bit pressed for time, and there's a lot more to
Thanks
get into.
Me. I know I ran. Pardon me.
No, please. No, I'm the one that needs to beg forgiveness because this is too important and too well done in your work to give such a short period of time. We will be in contact. We are now in contact, and I'm going to make sure we stay in contact, and we will do this again and do a full hour and maybe some other work and expand this discussion on some media network stuff that we're working on to expand this message as best as we can. But I want to just thank you again belatedly for all your great music. I want to thank you again for this piece, and thank you again for joining us for this little bit of time on the program this morning. And we will be in touch very soon before even the end of the summer to do an extended discussion with more detail about all of this, because this is essential. And I want other people who are listening, who are in media, to contact Homeboy Sandman. Please tell us where they can do that. You're very easily reached and very amenable to
homeboysandman@gmail.com. You send me an email. I check that all the time. My Facebook is facebook.com/homeboysandman.
Homeboysandman@gmail.com, and he will respond very quickly, as I found out. It was great. Brother, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thanks to, it sounds like your son in the background or somebody's son in the background.
The family's over here relaxing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So that's great, man. Thank you again. We're going to go out we're going to ride out with your track, The Carpenter, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back in just a moment with Tony Browder talking about similar issues, his work on Egypt and on the Potomac, and some new excavation work in Egypt that he's working on, dealing with some of these same issues here as well. So again, Homeboy Sandman, thanks again, my man. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Peace, love, and thank you.
All right, everybody. Homeboy Sandman right here on the Super Funky Soul Power Hour. This is the kind of discussion we like to have, this kind of artist we like to have on the program, this is the kind of work that we do. 202-588-9739 if you want to support that. 1-800-222-9739 if you want to support the program. WPFW.org to pledge your support there as well. We'll be back in just a minute with Tony Browder talking about Egypt on the Potomac and more. So don't go anywhere. This is WPFW 89.3 FM. Back in a minute. Peace.
These sun gon' rise, open your eyes and anyway. Keep on me. These sun gon' rise, open back your eyes and keep them on me. Sent to the rescue, hipper than Hatcho, then bless you, I'll be in the lab, dude. My respect, dude, I should get a tattoo with a testo. Monkey, that's a bad bone, that's my nephew. Funky than the bathroom, that's the restroom. Wabled in the back room with the guest who's, I'll be on the avenue, making chest move. Don't be getting fretful, times I get forgetful. Reppin' for the fresh view, whipping up the fresh food. Yeah. Beard like Moses, kick it with the opposition of the posers. Planes be going ear, passing over each and every foe. Wake up and smell the Folgers. I don't wanna hear how it won't work. Guesses mean the whole earth hasn't done their homework. Early on, I feared. Then I soul search, sexy like a gopher. Figured I should go first. Reason why I don't curse. Reason why I'm sober. Reason I feel younger, even though I'm older. Mm. Open your eyes and keep on moaning. Shotgunning for the leg room, end all my fortune. Cookies in the bedroom, pepper cat that's always weapon in the rec room. Paparazzi boys saying rapping in they red room. As soon as I check one, before I even check two, you ain't gotta say it once. Everybody guess who? I be putting checks up, even when the rest do. Ain't nobody next up, ain't nobody next to. Moment that I enter, recognize the emperor. So I be getting extra places like the best of son. People see the homeboy, then they be like, oh snap. Then they be like, oh boy, shout the Japanese cats chillin', watching old boy. People in New Orleans chillin', eatin' po' boy. Just because I'm pro-life, don't mean I ain't pro-choice. Reading Dostoevsky, don't mean I read Tolstoy. Used to be, had no voice, you can see that's null and void. Now to be like, I am, I'ma be like, yo, soy. Now I'm making big noise, playing with the big boys. I don't mean the big noise, me, I mean the sick voice. These sun gon' rise, open your eyes and keep on moaning. These sun gon' rise, open your eyes and keep on moaning. These sun gon' rise, open your eyes. I'm never gonna slow, I'm never gonna slow, I'm never gonna cease, I'm never gonna cheat, I'm never gonna cheat, and never gonna eat, I'm never gonna sleep, I'm never gonna sell out, never gonna lease, more never in the streets, I'm never gonna leave, cast name if they believe, then never take a leave, you won't never feel relieved, you don't never take a leave, my level is elite, I'm feeling of elite, I'm seeing I'm elite, one leave, I'm elite, cast loud.
blabber on a mic, cast gather on the right. I'd rather make a left. I ain't frightened of the lights, I ain't trying to be polite. I'm fighting for my life and I'm fighting to the death. I'm down to pay the price, ain't no roll of the dice. Only one way to dive in, take it to the depth. Don't mind if money's tight, I'm done with wearing ties. I'm running out of time, not running out of breath. Next thing you know, presto, I'm all up in the press. Oh yeah, you want to bet, make sure to stay impressed.
Carpenter.
Listen to the lyric.
Here we go.
We are the ones prophesied to return. My main concern is for all of you to learn how to live. Yes, through the lyrics I give and send, my friend, this age is coming to an end. Not the world, but the age is ending. Ending. Listen to the astrological message I'm sending. I'm sending. Truth is truth, whether or not you like me. We are living now in the age of Pisces. But Pisces is over at the year 2000. Ooh. When the Son of God changes his house and enters the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The Son of God as man is hilarious.
Okay.
When you think of Jesus, think of the sun. The flaming sun. That's where they stole this concept from. Stop believing and read your Bible logically.
Yeah.
The New Testament is really old astrology. Jesus is the Son of God, no lie. But they might be talking about the sun up in the sky. The sun that hangs on the cross of the zodiac. The zodiac with 12 signs to be exact. Each sign is a house, and you should keep in mind, each house equals a period of time. The time, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. It's called an age or a house in the zodiac. The 12 disciples are 12 months of reason. The four gospels signify the four seasons. When Jesus fed the multitude with two fishes, it signified the age of Pisces, not fish on dishes. If you read the Bible astrologically, it's clearer. Yeah. The next age will be the age of the water bearer. It's called the age of Aquarius.
Word.
When logic and truth will take care of us. So in this age of spiritual dignity, you'll see a rise in femininity and creativity. Match with masculinity. You got to get with me. This is your true her story. Do you want to go higher?
Yes, indeed we do. KRS-One. The track is called Fourth Quarter Free Throws. The legendary KRS-One. Breaking down in less than 2 minutes what we're going to talk to for a few minutes with Anthony Browder and his Egypt on Potomac tour, much of his work on Nile Valley civilizations and some new work he's involved in as well. Before that, we heard the track is called The Carpenter from Homeboy Sandman, who had joined us earlier for a wonderful interview. We're going to get a lot more from him and folks like him as well. Shout out to Jessica, who just called in looking to find out who Homeboy Sandman was and to give some love to the program. We appreciate that. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 if you want that love to be turned into some sort of financial support. For $100, we're giving out the DVD, A Long Distance Revolutionary, about Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we want to thank Anonymous and Southeast for picking that up and renewing during this program. Same thing for not to be read on air, but thanks to this sister who renewed and picked up the Long Distance Revolutionary documentary as well. Thanks to Richard and Andrea out there taking these pledges. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 or online at WPFW.org. Got a bunch more money and pledges we need if we're going to make our goal in this program. And I want to encourage that everyone who does make a pledge will be along with the commitment to send in the money to get their thank you gift or whatever, that they become vigilant and much more involved in the governance of this station. I need to make that same pledge as well, because too many things are not going the way they need to be going. That said, Anthony Browder, thank you so much for joining us this morning and being patient with us. I greatly appreciate your time. We had a great time on your tour. I got to take the tour for the first time a few weeks ago. My daughters were with me. My wife was there. Our students from Morgan State were there. Tell us a little bit again about Egypt on the Potomac and what people will get when they go on this tour. And how they can obviously find out more information about the tour.
Sure. Jared, one correction. As you know,
oh, my goodness, I keep doing it.
Okay,
I know.
It's an honest mistake. It's an honest mistake. But, you know, it's so wonderful that you bring me on behind Homeboy Sandman, because, you know, he was talking about how so many of his peers can't believe that they're actually being programmed for incarceration. And we've been doing this field trip of Washington, D.C., looking at the ancient Egyptian or Kemetic architecture, symbolic and metaphysical as well as philosophical connections between ancient Egypt and Washington, D.C. And native Washingtonians can't believe that Egypt is on the Potomac. So the whole idea of me creating this field trip back in 1987 was to begin to show the direct correlation between Nile Valley culture and civilization and the civilization that has been developed here in the Potomac River Valley. You know, as Dr. Clark has said on numerous occasions, you cannot exploit a culturally conscious people. So the idea behind the field trip is to let people see this connection, those who take the field trip see this connection, so that they can begin to empower themselves with knowledge, history, and philosophy that is right here in their own backyard that is ready for them to use.
Could you quickly explain why you corrected me on that and why you make that point during the field trip and why, for some reason, fools like me can't remember it, but why it's so important to make that distinguish between the two?
But brother, you're far from being a fool. You know, you educate us every day. And the purpose of a field trip is an extension of the educational experience. We are in the classroom. D.C. is our classroom. And as we move throughout the city, we talk about historical elements of our African history that have literally been hidden in plain sight. We give the participants quizzes so that that knowledge is reinforced, and they demonstrate their understanding and mastery of specific information so that they can empower themselves, as opposed to a tour. We just sit back on a bus and have a nice time as you ride through the city and someone gives you mindless information. This information is created specifically to transform consciousness.
Now, again, folks listening out there to the Super Funky Soul Power Hour on WPFW, Mr. Browder, Brother Browder, has done a lot to support this station over the years. Personally, he has given me books to use for thank you gifts, just handed me books without any other, you know, strings or any other kinds of, you know, whatever. He's helped out a lot of other programs. And though we don't have a specific gift related to his work with you for you this morning, we want to acknowledge his continued commitment to this station and to the people who listen to this station and encourage you to go ahead and pledge your support. Anyway, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You know, for those of us, you know, myself included, who claim, you know, we are a version of one sort of another of a materialist, and folks sometimes get hesitant in hearing about how, you know, in other words, how do you deal with the skepticism that I'm sure you've had to deal with over the years with people who want to know, what does this have to do with our suffering today? Or how does this encourage us to develop political movements to deal with how we suffer in the world today? How do you make those connections in your work, talking about either Egypt on the Potomac or your work with the Nile Valley history in more generally speaking, or more broadly speaking with the other work you do in terms of, and also we should talk about a little bit at least, your media studies work. How do you make those connections when that kind of skepticism comes up?
Well, you know, we all have been miseducated, as Dr. Carter G. Woodson said. We all have been brainwashed, as Tom Burrell has said. And so the key to successfully navigating life is to know, not to be confused, not to believe what someone else says, but to know for yourself so that you can validate the power of the wisdom that has been shared with you, and then to demonstrate that by incorporating this information into your life so that you either move forward or you move backward and you know how valid this information is. So knowledge is power. And one of the things that we know is so critically important to our development as human beings is to empower ourselves with knowledge which validates our humanity. So as Dr. Clark often says, African people have been written out of the respectable commentary of human history. So we must reclaim our African identity. So Kemet or Egypt is an important part of this reclamation process. Kemet is the oldest documented civilization on Earth. And what we've been able to show here in Washington, D.C., America's founding fathers looked to Egypt as the foundation for building this nation. If you had the opportunity to create the first planned city capital within the last 500 years, you're going to look at the best examples. So just as rappers look at the best examples of music and come back to my generation and sample James Brown, sample Earth, Wind, and Fire, what America's founding fathers did was to sample the best of nation building. So they sampled Kemetic architecture. That's what the Washington Monument represents. They sampled aspects of our architecture and layout designs so that energy would flow through specific corridors throughout this city. So this is knowledge that was good enough for creating this country, which has now become the wealthiest, most powerful nation in human history. It just didn't happen by happenstance. When you study their story, you can see their story is directly related to our story, or is a reinterpretation of our story. So instead of going through alternate sources to know yourself by copying someone else, know your authentic self. And so we have provided for the last almost 30 years now information for those who are interested. And granted, this information is not for everybody. I'm not foolish. For those who are interested in finding a way to make their lives better, their family lives better, and for the generations to come after them to live a better quality of life, there are resources that are available to you that can make a quantitatively improved aspect of life for you and those you love.
We're talking to Tony Browder a little bit about his work with Egypt on the Potomac and the Nile Valley, more broadly speaking. And before we leave, we'll make sure he gives us all his contact information and lets us know about his upcoming Wisdom Wednesdays events and so on. But one thing, and I know I'm coming at you cold on this, but I've been trying to prep a little bit because next week, Dr. Frances Kress Welsing is going to come on at least for a few minutes to talk about the latest struggle she's involved in. Where, you know, again, personally speaking, my people can't get together with my people, can't treat my people right. And I know that I've seen your name come up a little bit in what little research I've done on this issue. Maybe if you could outline for us what you think you know about this, or what you do know about this issue, and what you think about what is going on with Dr. Frances Kress Welsing. If you don't mind, just take a moment or two.
Well, the issue is, look, the issue is the removal of African people from their homeland. Whether it's in the Nile Valley, whether it's in West Africa or Northwest D.C., it's consistent. And Dr. Welsing owns a valuable piece of property on the Upper Gold Coast, the 16th Military Road. And the school that happens to be next to her has bought out all the property around her, and they want that entire block. So they would do everything within their power, legally and illegally, to make her life uncomfortable so that she leaves. And that's the struggle that we're fighting for right now. Hmm.
Okay, yeah, well, we will continue to check with that and, again, have her on next Friday, at least for a few minutes. We're going to have some of my people from Seattle on as well who are doing good work out there. We want to talk with them about Yoshiko Harding and Dr. Daryl Bryce. Let's talk for a little bit about this work that you're currently involved in right now in the Nile Valley. We've seen the promotional materials. It's always good to see that your consistent involvement and work with your children and your daughters involved in this work. Tell us a little bit about what's going on out there and what exciting things you are discovering and how people can get involved in supporting the effort.
Sure. We are in our fifth year of funding the ASA Restoration Project, which is helping to fund the excavation of a 25th dynasty tomb of a priest by the name of Karakamun, who lived 2,700 years ago. Is buried on the west bank of Luxor. I'm actually going over to Egypt on the 7th of June to oversee the we're opening a new shaft that we just found, the only sealed shaft that we found in this tomb, and there's a very good possibility that there are some major things to be discovered. So I'll be there from the 7th through the 15th of June to investigate this, and then we'll be back at our center on June 15th for a major fundraiser that we'll be having with Adasi, and I'll be sharing with our community our discoveries, and then we'll be taking groups over throughout the entire month of July to participate in the excavation. We're the first African-Americans in history to be funding and fully participating in the excavation of an Egyptian tomb. And we have wonderful, wonderful discoveries that are on our website and that we will be continuing to share with the WPFW community and the D.C. community at large.
And what is that website?
That website, the general website to go through is ikg-info.com. ikg-info.com. You'll see information about all of our projects. You'll get a link to our excavation project, and encourage you to check us out and to support us physically or however you can.
Including your Wisdom Wednesdays events, which, though I can't get to that many of them, unfortunately, because of my teaching schedule, I see the lineup and hear about the discussions that occur at these events and have been privileged to be a presenter at one or two over the years myself. Tell us a little bit about that as well, and who's next? What's happening next?
The Wisdom Wednesday is always the third Wednesday of each month. We had a program just this past Wednesday where Brother Tor Moore gave a wonderful presentation and overview of the life of Dr. John Henry Clark, someone that you know and love very well, Jared. And so we create avenues or opportunities for people in our community to come to share their historical and cultural knowledge with us. It is a sacred space where we can be African proudly. So that lineup is on our website, ikg-info.com. You'll also find information on our next Egypt on the Potomac field trip, which is Saturday, June the 1st. All those details are there. So check us out.
One last piece. I can't let it go without bringing this up at least a little bit. You do a lot of work that's near and dear to my heart, in particular around media analysis of popular films, and you know, what has, in terms of what's out now or what is coming out, have you gotten engaged in some of the more recently released films?
Oh yeah, I did a piece that's generating a lot of interest. Decoding Django Unchained. Matter of fact, I've got two phone calls just within the last week from Dr. Welsing's sister, Lauren Kresslove, who is the former general manager of PFW, who's called me and thanked me for sending her that DVD. She's been using it in her classes in Chicago. And what I present is an alternative view of films, a deeper historical and cultural view, which allows us to see things, to see historical and cultural and sometimes even spiritual information that's layered within the film. And so it's about giving people the right insights so that you can go into the theater, sit in the dark, and see these hidden messages that are there for those whose eyes are open. So we'll be doing some more in the future, and I'm sure we'll have other opportunities to talk about that with your audience, Jared.
No doubt, no doubt. Tony Browder, Anthony Browder, thank you very much again. IKG-info.com for more information on all of this great work, and I greatly appreciate you coming on for these few minutes and your continued support to this show and, more importantly, to this station, and more important than that, the community for which this station is meant to serve. So thank you again very much.
My pleasure, brother, and I look forward to whatever boxing match comes up in the near future.
No.
In the near future.
In the near future. Okay, all right.
All right,
my man. Thank you very much. All right, good people. As we said, man, as I made clear to folks, despite getting a little carried away over these last few weeks, I don't fight fools and I don't fight for fun and I don't fight for charity and I'm not a circus act. So we're going to have to find something else. But by the way, before we get ready to make way for Ida Campbell, and don't forget the Blues, whose show you must continue to support as well. Just want to thank everybody who has supported this program and continues to support this program. You can check us out online at imixwhatilike.org, wpfw.org to make a pledge, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Got another renewal pledge, picking up the Long Distance Revolutionary DVD. Aaron from Baltimore, Baltimore Charm Cities in the building. Thank you very much. Long Distance Revolutionary, about the life of Mumia Abu-Jamal, can be yours for a pledge of $100. But any amount that you can afford is welcome. For Micey, for Homeboy Sandman, for Anthony Browder, for all the good people out here doing good work and supporting good people, we're going to say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it, as Fred Hampton is normally heard saying at the end of our program. We're going to roll out with Homeboy Sandman again. The track is called Lonely People, dedicated to whoever this should be dedicated to. So don't go anywhere. Much more good programming coming up on WPFW 89.3 FM. See you in the whirlwind. Peace.
Sœur Sakari, rendez ses prières.
Oui, mais alors, plus rien ne sert de racler la pierre.
Look at all these wannabe famous people. All they talk about is famous people. Every statement be defaming people, saving people. It make me sad because lots of times these be my favorite people. But they don't realize they are sacred people. So they start acting like Satan's people, jaded people. Wish any moment they could snap their fingers and blow like Willow and Jada. Will and Jada's people. To obtain this, they're okay with imitating people.
Ah, look at all those lonely people, people.
Look at all these wannabe famous people, always complain by haters. They the most hateless people, most misbehaving people, heinous people. Walking around aimless, trying to fit in with the A-list people. Always up on what's the latest people. Latest people, y'all the lamest people. I'll break it down just for the layman people. For the lazy down to labor people, but scared of labor. They let a label all between their labia and order rock some labels. They will do the Macarena. And don't do jack, be on the jack. I wish that I could zap them with a laser.
Parce qu'ils étaient secrets.
Ah, look at all those lonely.
Look at all these wannabe famous people. chances are that they're the fated people. Ill-fated people, they're afraid of people. Yeah. They hardly ever say good day to people. They hardly ever say hooray for people. Negativity is all that they convey to people. It's all that they relate to people. Sometimes I'm forced to say, relay to people. Leave me alone, you people. Lonely people.
Ah, look at all those lonely people. People.